When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You guys suffered a tough blow today, losing Adolis Garcia. What was the mindset of the team coming into tonight's game?
We miss him. He's been a big part of what we do. We're trying to go out there and win this one for him. So we're just hoping he gets better this offseason, but we're going to continue to keep going forward.
What was said at the hitters' meeting?
He spoke, actually. That took a lot of guts out of him to come out there and speak. We know how he feels. He wants to be out there with us, and it really fired the guys up.
Home run and a double tonight. You looked like you were uncomfortable on the home run coming around the bases. What happened there?
No, I was fine. We got a good win. Heaney, with what he did, that performance to come out here and really shut them down, it was a great team win.
Corey, you're one win away from your second World Series title. What would this one mean to you, considering all that this team has overcome?
Yeah, it'd be awesome. Anytime you can put yourself in this position, it's where you want to be. So this team, this organization, it'd be a big one for us.
Corey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Travis, tonight you replaced one of the biggest stars of the postseason, Adolis Garcia. What did you tell yourself coming into this game?
Be me. I'm not going to replace Dolis with power and RBIs. My game is getting on base and playing great defense. So I was fortunate enough to get on base there a few times, and Marcus picked me up a couple times there. So, yeah, when it comes to a superstar player like Adolis, you don't replace him. You just go out, play your game, and hope the team rallies around it.
You mentioned it. You had hits your first two at-bats. You scored two runs, two RBIs with your double. You also made a great catch. How gratifying was it, Travis, to make the contributions you did on this night?
Yeah, the biggest gratification is just knowing that all the hard work pays off. Being a bench player, you go through spurts where you don't play for weeks at a time, but you're diligent with your work every single day. So to benefit from that feels pretty good.
When you look back on this night, what will you remember most?
The win. That's all we care about right now. One more. So this was a big one tonight.
Travis, thanks a lot. Congratulations.
Absolutely.
Andrew Heaney gave you five strong innings, allowing only one run. Did that take a lot of pressure off your bullpen? How much?
Yeah, he did a great job, didn't he? And that's about where we wanted him. We're hoping to get five innings. Terrific job. We had guys that got some work in. Mm-hmm. He got a little sloppy there at the end, but some guys needed to be out there. He did a nice job setting the tone there a little bit. Of course, the offense exploded tonight. That's always a good thing.
Go to Barry on your right, Boach.
Hey, Boach. You've had a lot of things happen in your career, but I don't know, you ever had a World Series game where two of your top players had to be kind of IL'd right before the game. How did you handle that, and how did the team handle it? They came out like gangbusters.
Right. We've dealt with it all year, to be honest. I said this earlier, before the game. I couldn't be more proud of these guys, how they bounce back, how resilient they are, how they've dealt with things, whether it's losing streaks, whether it's injuries. You can't do anything about it. And, they're going to happen occasionally. What's important is how you handle it. And they just have handled it all so well, the whole year. So I wasn't worried about how they would handle this.
Did you have to say anything?
No, 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 no. They they're professionals. They felt bad for Dolly. We all did. But you got to move on. You got to focus forward. And that's what we did.
Far back, Kyle?
Bruce, when you guys see an opponent is lining up a bullpen game, which is generally going to be the lower leverage middle relievers out the gate, knowing the offense you have, do you guys sense that it's an opportunity to pounce early?
Yeah, I'll say this. When you are going against a team that is doing a bullpen day, which we've done occasionally, it could be a challenge because you're seeing a different guy every time up. And so it's not about who they are or where they pitch as far as leverage situations. They're throwing good arms at us. And we just had some guys that had some really nice days. Marcus and Corey and, of course, Jankowski. Really, a lot of guys did some good things there tonight. So, no, you don't take anything for granted, trust me, because they're professional pitchers over there. They've done very well, you know, with their bullpen days. We knew that, and they can do their matchup deal. You just got to go out there and compete.
Did two last ones, Tyler?
Coach, you've seen a lot of baseball over the decades. The opener strategy is something that we've seen the last few years. What do you think of that, just sort of aesthetically? I mean, it's unusual to see it in the World Series stage, right? What do you think of that whole strategy in general?
Well, I'll be honest. I'm not a big fan, you know, of it during the season. It's being done a lot, but I understand it. If you don't have, you know, a starter to fit in that slot there, you know, you have to do. You have to adapt to your club. I'm not saying, man, you know, it's not a good thing. You're in a World Series. You got to do what you can to win a ball game. But I'm saying in general, and that's kind of my thinking over the years, because, you know, I do think fans love matchups, you know, certain pitchers, things like that, which you'll see the next few days. But it's part of the game now. And, you know, with analytics and things like that, you know, or, you know, setting up the strategy, how to get through a game when you don't have a starter to go in that game. Now, be honest, we were in a similar role tonight. Our guy he was rolling, so we stuck with him out there.
We'll finish up with Steve standing on your
Congratulations,
left.
Bruce. Can I ask you, you've been in this situation before. You've been in this game for so many years, but what does it feel like to be one game away from accomplishing what you want to accomplish?
You know, the only thing I'm thinking tomorrow, we got to come out and play our best game. I don't mean to cliche that, but it is. That's how you look at it. You don't look where you're at. Your focus has to be on tomorrow's game, going out there and doing all you can to win a ball game. And that's where we have to be thinking. That's where our minds have to be.
Coach, thanks so much. Okay. Appreciate it.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie. Formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services. Marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you. It's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area, so you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
Hey, Marcus, congratulations. What was it like in the locker room when you find out that both Scherzer and Garcia are now off the playoff roster and you guys have to gather the forces together and come out and strong, and you did?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. You know, everybody feels for those guys. From a position player standpoint, just watching what Adolis did, you know, for the entire playoffs, he got us to where we are now. So when you lose that guy, you know, you feel for him. And I was excited for guys like Travis, Robbie, Duran, you know, the rest of our position player group to, you know, see who will step up. Travis stepped up today. For Max, you know, that was tough too, but, you know, it gives guys opportunities to step up and have big moments.
Yeah, Boach said he didn't have to say anything to you guys. You just have been through it all this year already, and you knew what to do.
Yeah, I mean, we've been through it in the regular season. You know, we lost Josh Young, we lost Corey Seager, we lost Adolis, and we've lost, you know, Evo, a couple other pitchers, you know, so it's part of the game. Obviously, yes, DeGrom too. I mean, it's part of the game, but all we can do is focus on how to win the ball game, and that's what we did today.
Far back in the middle, Kyle.
Marcus, what challenges and also opportunities do you guys see become presented when you know an opponent is throwing a bullpen game at you?
Yeah, I mean, we've had it before, and we've had tough days, you know, when we face a bullpen day. But the good thing about it is you may find one or two arms that, you know, don't have their best stuff, you know. So we definitely pounced on that opportunity in the second and third inning. You know, I think Mantiply did a good job coming in there and, you know, attacking us. But once they took him out, you know, it kind of, you know, there's a chance that a couple guys may not have the best stuff, and that's what happened.
Yeah, for you guys as well, you know, is there a little bit of sense almost like a blood in the water as an offense? Everything just keeps rolling as soon as, you know, it starts to kind of go your way?
Yeah, I mean, I think there were just some big two-out swings there, you know, to put up five runs in the second inning. You know, those are few and far between. We get two-out RBIs. You know, I got one yesterday. I was able to get two today. You know, I think that, you know, those are, you know, propellers into, you know, big innings like the next one. You know, you get a good two-out rally going. Next inning, we came out and put five more up, and that's what, you know, changed the entire game.
Fourth row in the middle.
Marcus, you were talking about guys that stepped up. Andrew Heaney did that today. Just how great was it to see him have his moment in the World Series tonight?
Yeah, I mean, he deserves it. You know, I was excited when we announced him as a starter because I know what kind of competitor he is. He's, you know, a great teammate. He works hard. He's, you know, whatever he may be grinding through, if he's not throwing as well, he's still going to be the same guy with the same attitude, no matter if it's a regular season or the World Series. And that's the type of personalities we have in the clubhouse. And that was huge for us today.
Second row, your left, Sean.
Marcus, you had the RBI yesterday, but a game like tonight, the triple, the home run, what did this feel like for you to kind of go out and have a game like this?
Yeah, it's big. You know, I want to contribute like that. You know, baseball is tough, though. So you're going to have stretches where you just don't. But, you know, Adolis was going off. Corey's been going off. Josh Young quietly hitting over 300. We're a deep group, so if one guy's not getting it done, somebody else is picking up the slack. But I continue to work as hard as I possibly can to get back in the zone, you know, and for me, those two at-bats were huge.
Other questions for Marcus? We'll go far back.
Y'all have had a dream season. You're one win away. How does it feel?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. This is where we want to be. It's a one game at a time mentality. So we get some rest tonight and understand that we need to focus on what we need to do to win the ball game. And that's all there is to it. You know, we win the ball game, we get a ring, of course, but you need to think about the process of how to get that done. Good defense, good pitching, timely hitting, two out RBIs. Those things that we did the last two nights, we need to continue.
One last one for Marcus. We'll finish up right here.
Marcus, after the home run, you seemed to raise your hand and maybe acknowledge somebody. Was there somebody in particular you were acknowledging at that moment?
Yeah, I mean, just family. You know, a big moment for, you know, all my family in the stands just to see me play in the World Series. So I appreciate them giving me the support. You know, those... You know, my wife, my parents, my children, you know, those people will be cheering for me if I do well or if I don't, you know, and those are the people who mean everything to me.
I'm very happy Halloween for you, Marcus. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, Andrew, I mean, just knowing how much the bullpen got used last night, you get a game tomorrow. How important was it for you personally to eat up some innings and keep some of those bullpen guys out of the game?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's, you know, the name of the game, trying to get as many innings as possible, keep runs off the board. You know, knew it was going to be probably some combination of me and Dane trying to, you know, take down as many innings as we could. Obviously, you're kind of envisioning it being, you know, a close game where you might go to your high leverage guys or whatever. So just trying to, you know, stay in the game.
This was your longest start, I think, since August. I mean, how are you feeling? What was working for you out there?
I mean, I feel good, tired, but yeah, it's just moving the ball around. Changeup felt pretty good tonight. You know, just trying to You know, just stay away from damage with these guys. They've got some righties that, you know, hit me really well. And so just trying to, you know, trying to stay away from any big swings.
Claudia right here.
Mm-hmm. Andrew, congratulations. How does it feel to win in the World Series? How great was to see your teammates put up to 10 runs?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's huge. Obviously, like 5 runs in the second inning there. Really takes a lot of pressure off, and then putting up 5 the very next inning, you know, we get a 10-run lead. It's a lot easier to go out there and, you know, trying to attack the strike zone and not be, not feel so, you know, confined to having to make perfect pitches.
Go the 4th row in the middle, Andrew.
Hey, Andrew, you just pitched in the World Series and put the Rangers in a very good position. Mm-hmm. What does this moment mean to you?
I mean, it's awesome. You know, I've had a lot of ups and downs in my career. You know, been on a bunch of different teams, and you know, never had this opportunity, obviously. And you know, had not a great start against Houston the last time I was, you know, given the opportunity to start. You know, only got 2 outs, gave up 3 runs. You know, didn't want to have that, you know, kind of that taste in my mouth stay. And so, you know, it's awesome. Obviously, like, I just want to win the game, you know, like I want us to win, and we did that. And so now we're, you know, we're in obviously in a great position and need to finish it off.
Other questions for Andrew? Anything else? All right. Congratulations, Andrew.
Thank you guys.
Great accomplishment. We're expecting